investigating Jeffrey Epstein's jail death.
How he died and why no one prevented it.
Five kids killed in daycare fire.
We did everything we can to save these children.
The scope of a disease outbreak.
This is a massive problem nationwide.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, home of original reporting.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. An autopsy has been done. No details are out on Jeffrey Epstein as questions swirl about his death over the weekend in a New York City jail cell. It's been labeled an apparent suicide. CBS's Mola Lenghi has the latest.
A representative for workers at the Metropolitan Correctional Center tells CBS News the death of Jeffrey Epstein here is not a surprise. She says staffing is completely inadequate, with workers putting in more than 60 hours a week, leaving them overwhelmed and not alert. The New York Times reports Epstein was supposed to have been checked by guards every 30 minutes, but that procedure was not followed the night before his death. In a statement, Attorney General William Barr said Epstein's death raises serious questions. He announced the inspector general is opening an investigation into the circumstances surrounding it.
The jail has been home to other high-profile people, Paul Manafort and Mexican drug lord El Chapo among them. Prosecutors say their investigation into the allegations against Epstein will continue. He's been charged with sex trafficking. Our legal analyst, Ricky Kleeman.
We have accomplices, co-conspirators, enablers, and the big target is a woman named Ghislaine Maxwell. And she is someone who was Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, but many of the victims have accused her of actually being a procurer.
And women at the center of the allegations are likely to bring civil claims against Epstein's estate. Bill Cosby's lawyers go to court today in a bid to overturn his sexual assault conviction. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
His lawyers argue the judge at Cosby's trial was wrong to allow five other accusers to testify in the case brought by a woman who says he drugged and molested her in 2004. The 82-year-old comedian is serving a 3 to 10 year prison term in that case. The three-judge Superior Court panel includes two women jurists. No rulings expected for several months. Steve?
Well, now to Erie, Pennsylvania, and the aftermath of a Sunday fire at a home that was also a daycare center. Five children, ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years, died. Flames were shooting out every window of the first floor when firefighters first got there.
Our investigation found no smoke detectors other than one up in the attic, which did absolutely no good.
Fire Chief Guy Santone is leading the investigation.
There was a lot of extension cords underneath the couch. A lot of different items were plugged into it. So it's leading towards that. We're going to have an electrical engineer come in.
The owner of the home is in the hospital with injuries. Authorities in Tennessee have caught up with Curtis Watson, a prison escapee who they say killed a prison administrator last week as he vanished. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
At about 3:30 Sunday morning, Harvey and Ann Taylor woke up to a Ring doorbell alert showing a stranger rifling through their refrigerator outside their front door.
My wife really recognized him. So that's him. He got that goatee.
The Taylors called 911. Within 30 minutes, hundreds of law enforcement officers surrounded the area. 7 hours later, Watson was spotted in a nearby soybean field, weathered and covered in ticks and mosquito bites.
Hands up, went to his knees. And gave up immediately.
Watson will now face a murder charge. Now to Atlanta, where a lawsuit details more about a Legionnaire's disease outbreak at a hotel. CBS's Mark Strassman says one person, Cameo Garrett, died. Others got sick.
An autopsy showed she had coronary issues and Legionnaire's disease. Garrett went to a conference at the Sheraton a week before she died. Germany Greer did too.
I couldn't sleep, didn't want to eat. Couldn't drink because everything was horrible. I was delirious.
Did you know your own name?
I got to the point where I didn't.
The CDC says 1 in 10 Legionnaires victims will die. Georgia health officials are now investigating 75 Legionnaire cases, 12 confirmed and 63 probable. All of them were Sheraton Atlanta guests.
One of the world's busiest airports shut down today. All flights canceled in Hong Kong because of a massive pro-democracy demonstration. They jammed the airport's main terminal. CBS's Deborah Pata says the protesters took action elsewhere, too.
Using hit-and-run tactics, protesters emerged from subway stations, set up barricades, blocked roads, then quickly retreated to different locations. Those on the front line are mostly young students.
The government said the demonstrators pose an existential threat to Hong Kong. No agreement announced as the U.S. wrapped up talks today with the Taliban over the situation in Afghanistan. Busy political weekend in Iowa. About 24 candidates in the Democratic presidential field hit the state fair and other spots. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is on the campaign trail, where Iowa voters have more to digest than just corn dogs.
They're overwhelmed. 24 candidates remain in the race, and you ask the everyday Iowan to name a presidential candidate or two, they might be able to mention Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, but that's it. And it's a sign that they perhaps are hoping that the field starts to winnow soon.
Children joined adults in a protest yesterday in Canton, Mississippi, over the food plant raids last week that led to hundreds of arrests of mostly undocumented workers. It left some families in chaos with no parents around to pick up children from school.
Our kids can't keep hurting because of our immigration laws.
This hope that we can find a better way to do this.
All we can do as Christians is to spread our love.
The acting Homeland Security Secretary said the timing of last week's raids was unfortunate, coming right after the mass shooting targeting Mexicans in El Paso. Well, if you're heading off on that late summer vacation, filling up the gas tank probably will not break the budget. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices are still falling. This time, a 6-cent drop in the past 2 weeks to an overall average in the U.S., $2.74, and it's a 9-cent drop over the past month.
In Kansas City, Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles won her 6th U.S. gymnastics title. The 22-year-old superstar landed a triple-double maneuver on the floor exercise to secure the championship. Back to school, some parents may be considering new safety measures for their kids.
Incidents of violence continue to spike sales of bulletproof backpacks.
It's another tool in the toolbox, reality of life.
Joe Curran has a Bullet Blocker, a company that makes school backpacks that stop all sorts of bullets by utilizing the highest level of soft body armor.
That translates to stopping almost all handgun rounds, 44 Magnum, 357, 9mm, shotgun slugs in buckshot.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
For 2 decades, The Catcher in the Rye was the most censored book in American schools. Now, after holding out for a long time, the family of author J.D. Salinger is allowing that book and others he wrote to be released this week in digital format. A previously unpublished work by Salinger is also going to be released. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.